Good morning and welcome to the new episode of Better Thyself segment of Dr. Lamba's Awakening Call. Every human being at one time or the other has regrets. And there's nothing wrong with that. But then the question arises, are you a pig wallowing in the mud of regrets, or are you a capable, versatile human being, able to have regret, and after that are able to get up and walk away as a better, chastened man with an assurance that whatever caused your regret would not be repeated? This is a crucial emotion. People often see regret as undesirable. I don't. Because having regret enables you to develop. But then you have to harness the powerful message that the emotion of regret sends to you. It sounds like a great romance. I remember reading that in 1981, I had just reached Mumbai as GM of a big major company in India. At that time, a young American man named Bruce was on a train journey, not in USA, but in northern France, when a very pretty girl called Sandra boarded at Paris and sat next to him. Conversations came easily and they were soon laughing and holding hands. And when they reached her destination in Belgium, they kissed, and on an impulse, Bruce considered jumping off the train with her to see where life may lead him. Instead, he didn't jump off the train, but he scribbled his name and his parents' address on a scrap of paper. And as soon as the train left the station, the doors closed, he regretted not having gone with her, as his gut feeling was telling him. You know, we are always ignoring gut feeling. He came back to USA and received a letter from Sandra. And the letter read, "Maybe it's crazy, but when I think about you, I'm smiling." But mysteriously, it contained no return address. In decades since the encounter, Bruce never stopped wondering what might have happened if he had stepped down onto the platform along with her. Now, this anecdote I read in the World Regret Survey. Daniel Pink wrote this, conducted this survey, and it has got 16,000 accounts of the people who have regret of one sort or the other. They have not been able to get over that. And analyzing this data and drawing on the latest experiments in psychology, Pink was able to identify four different types of regret and the kinds of events which cause those. This research helps us understand the crucial role that regrets play in our life. They enable us to nurture friendships and take responsible decisions. The regrets cause us deepest, regrets cause us deepest pain. And then what happens? We have to make peace with our disappointments as well as with our mistakes. So, like many other negative emotions, regret is often seen as a purely undesirable one. But we should quash that feeling. Just consider Aditya's most famous songs. And many other artists, from Amy Harris to Robert Blooming, who have sung about the philosophy of living with no regrets. As a matter of fact, if you know, it's a very useful emotion. It's not negative. It would be a very bad idea to limit regret in your life. It's the one mechanism that helps you improve your decision making. A signal that you need to rethink. It involves counterfactual thinking, and that's most important. It requires your capacity to have a perspective that enables you to contrast and compare the different outcomes to determine what you would have preferred, the comparison. And due to this complexity, young people are often unable to feel regret and emotion. And this emotion emerges around the age of 6 to 10. And I said, it's very important for understanding delayed gratification. Your ability to put a small reward now for a greater reward. So this regret, first you have to understand, is not a bad emotion. Those are psychologists and everybody will say, no, it's not. Children who develop a sense of regret are much more likely to wait for the bigger reward compared to those children who did not yet entertain this emotion. What happened? Regret helped them become more patient, and they could subdue the temptation to go with the immediate pleasure. Once you have a regret, and then you next time think, no, I should take a spontaneous decision. Let me think. Let me ponder, and then I'll take a decision. Delayed gratification of this kind is essential to develop self-control and very important for your success. For example, if you can put up the pleasure of playing a computer game to study for examination, for example, I'm just giving you an example, you're likely to get good marks, which will turn lead to more stable future. Similarly, you know, regret over poor business negotiations helps people to secure better deals in the future. So you can see regret as a teacher trying to tell you something important. As a matter of fact, you know, regret is the second most discussed emotion after love in psychology. Now, what sort of regrets are there? First is the foundation regret, which revolves around the failure to be responsible, beat your sense of stability. Now, don't forget, boldness regrets are also there, which happen when you're overcautious. If you're very cautious, you're not bold enough, then you regret that. Moral regrets. When you have hurt, and the feeling is because of your own actions, your own feelings, cheating on a partner, for example. You are happily married and you have sexual relationship outside that relationship, will cause you moral regret. Then connections regret are concerned lost relationships. Now, how to avoid regrets? That's important. Interestingly, as I said, we should always reconnect when we sense a distance is building. For example, if you are feeling that whether you reach out to someone or not, try to reach out. The prevalence of boldness, regrets, shows the danger of being risk-averse. So you have to develop the capability of taking the risk. I wrote once, you know, the people who don't take risk are bad. In one of my articles, that risk-taking is most important. And this is particularly true for cases where shyness or timidity stop you from doing what you want. So one general strategy to avoid future regret is to use pre-mortem. We have a post-mortem after that. Conduct a pre-mortem. It will avoid moral and foundational regrets. But then, that is avoiding. How to cope with the regrets that you have? So first way to get over regret is disclosure. When you keep painful feelings bottled up, they become ulcer. So start talking about the situation. That will help you view it analytically. If you don't feel like sharing your regret with another human being, you can just write a private essay. And when you put your emotions on a piece of paper, your feelings would be sublimated. Write it down, read it, tear it. Then, second is practice self-compassion, not self-criticism. We say, well, how stupid I was. You can easily say, well, that is human. Any human being can do it, so did I. So don't stop pitying yourself. Love yourself. Stop pitying your statements, I'm such a loser. But frame your mistake with a sign of innate, unfixable flaw. You can try to identify the contextual factors. And you would be free. Your experience can be more unique than it actually is. You see, sometimes we believe that experience is more unique. But believe me, you are not that special. And then, psychological strategy. Self-distancing. We have talked of self-compassion. But very few people practice self-distancing. You, in this process, try to take some kind of outside perspective on your problem. You might imagine advising a friend with a similar problem. And this self-compassion along with self-distancing will help you avoid wallowing in mud like a pig, as I said. It's never too late to stop healing, I can tell you. You might have regret that 40 years back you did something. But that doesn't mean you cannot get over that. What you need is you cannot change the past. But if you keep on thinking the past, you can never enjoy the future. And you can never think how to counter such an activity in the future. So by thinking of the past when you did something wrong, you're spoiling your present and your future. Is the game worth the candle? Are you a better human being? No, you are not. So have self-compassion, have full disclosure, and have self-distancing. You have heard of the social distancing a lot. Try to distance from your bad self, your over-regretting self. Become your own counselor, your own teacher, your own guide. And this process would enable you to live with the regret without losing your creativity, your humanity, your productivity, and your success. Is that not much better way of living than what you have been doing till today? You would find that life would be much better. And that's what you want to do, don't you? So start living with the regret as a learning process rather than as a humiliating process. And you'll be a better human being, much better than you can ever hope for. Thank you.